Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is here at the Sport. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning to you, Justin. We're going to start with the Premier League. Really is the football and the darts keeping us occupied these nights. And Arsenal scored four times in the second half to secure a 4-1 win over Aston Villa at the Emirates. Ollie Watkins scored a consolation goal for Villa in injury time. It brought to an end Villa's 11-match winning streak. Arsenal, who were without the injured Declan Rice, are now 5 points clear of Manchester City at the top of the Premier League table. So it was a satisfying night for the Gunners manager Mikel Arteta.
Well, it's a beautiful evening, a very tough match when you're a top opponent to play against. And yeah, we had the first 10 minutes a bit shaky where we had to adjust things, and credit to them because they break our press and they had two situations they could run and they are very dangerous there. And after that, we grabbed the game a little bit without creating, apart from the big two big chances of Victor, too much, but more control in the game. And the second half, the way we started, it was amazing. We really turned things up. We were very efficient in everything that we did, and I think we deserve to win the game.
A frustrating end to the year for Manchester United. They were held to a 1-1 draw at home by bottom side Wolves. Patrick Dorgu thought he'd snatched a 90th minute winner for United, but the goal was chalked off for offside following a VAR review. That leaves United sixth in the standings. The Manchester United team was booed off the pitch by their fans at half-time and full-time. Chelsea's patchy form continued. They could only manage a 2-2 draw with Bournemouth at Stamford Bridge. The Chelsea goals were scored by Palmer and Fernandes. Their manager Enzo Maresco said he wasn't well enough to do media interviews afterwards. Newcastle won on the road, beating Burnley 3-1. Confirmation from Burnley last night that Republic of Ireland midfielder Josh Cullen sustained a cruciate ligament injury in their draw with Everton last Saturday. They say he's now facing a prolonged spell on the sidelines, so that would make Cullen a serious doubt for the Republic of Ireland's playoff for the World Cup against Czechia in March. Everton were 2-0 winners away to Nottingham Forest. That pours more misery on their former boss Sean Dyche, whose Forest side just can't pull away from relegation danger. And West Ham were unable to grab a relegation lifeline as they were held to a 2-2 draw at home to Brighton. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic lost 2-0 at Motherwell. Wilfred Nancy suffering his fifth defeat in his first 4 weeks as Celtic manager, and he has the Old Firm derby to look forward to on Saturday. Rangers moved into contention with a 2-1 win at Ibrox against St Mirren. Hearts hold a 3-point lead over Celtic at the top of the table, with Rangers a further 3 points behind in third spot. Recently departed Cork City boss Jaron Nash has been appointed assistant coach at Swedish champions Mjällby. Mjällby won the Swedish league for the first time this year, guaranteeing them a place in the Champions League qualifiers next summer. Former FAI president Michael Hyland has died at the age of 95. He was instrumental in the construction of the AUL complex in Clonshock and also represented the FAI internationally, sitting on various UEFA and FIFA committees. Luke Humphreys stormed into the quarterfinals of the PDC World Darts Championship at Alexandra Palace with a 4-1 win over Dutchman Kevin Doot. Gary Anderson saw off Michael van Gerwen 4-1, while Antrim's Josh Rock was whitewashed by tournament debutant Justin Hood. Hood has now guaranteed himself a career-best payday of at least £100,000, taking him closer to his dream of opening a Chinese restaurant. In rugby, Ulster back row Jarno Augustus will be sidelined for a number of weeks because of an ankle ligament injury sustained in the URC win over Connacht. Augustus left the field midway through the second half. Ulster say the damage is significant and he will see a specialist on Friday. Ahead of the final race meeting of the year in Punchestown today, Gordon Elliott has signalled his intention to unleash a much stronger team at the Dublin Racing Festival in the spring. Elliott takes his biggest ever lead over Willie Mullins in the Trainers' Championship into the new year. But in the Racing Post this morning, insists he's no chance whatsoever of claiming the title. And finally, figures published in Britain show the Aintree Grand National was the biggest sporting gambling event of the year, retaining top spot ahead of the Super Bowl and the Masters Golf.
Pádraig, thank you.